John Busby with a Culture Buzz, and this is that wonderful time of year where I get to say, folks, brace yourself because Cotton Malone is coming back in your reading life. And all I have to do for many people out there is just mention the character name Cotton Malone, and they will know right away that I must be talking with Steve Barry, because you are exactly right. Steve has come up with another fantastic thriller. This is another good one. I just continue to be amazed at the consistency of your diversity of content, but you have a character in Cotton Malone that I feel such a kinship with him that one of these days, I swear, Steve, he's going to jump off the pages and sit right beside me.
That'd be great. I wish he'd do that for me. I wish he would also do it when he jumps off and he's on a movie screen or a TV screen. That would even be cool.
Yes, it's just a matter of time. It's inevitable because he is just such a defined, layered character that's just wonderful to see what new adventure he's in. The new book, by the way, folks, it is called The Malta Exchange. And what I'm going to do is, this is where I get to just sit back and tell you first, go to steveberry.org. That is the website where you can find out much more about Steve Barry, probably one of the greatest thriller writers that is producing today. Everything he churns out becomes a number one New York Times bestseller. And you can find out so much more. Go to your local independent bookseller. Ask for the latest Steve Barry book, of course, The Malta Exchange. By all means, all the regular outlets where you can connect with Steve Barry. If for some reason you are just learning about Steve Barry, the author, oh, are you in for a treat? You can start by reading The Malta Exchange, but he has a wealth of books that you can read in addition to that. But talk about this one. You do it again. You span back 75 years to World War II. Then you span back millennia. When you discover the theme for one of your stories, you must have some of these aha moments and just say, this is rich, this is wonderful.
There is those moments when the elements fit, because a lot of times I just have a lot of disjointed pieces. In this book, for example, you have Mussolini's escape from Italy in World War II, or his attempted escape and what happened there. And then you have the Knights of Malta, a 900-year-old order that's still there today. You have the Vatican, you have Malta itself, and all that goes on there. And all of that, it seems like very unrelated, and then I have to bring them together. And there's that moment when it's pretty cool, when they sort of like drop into place. And this one's a good adventure for Cotton, because he gets to deal with, you know, World War II, as you said, some very interesting things from World War II, then something fascinating from 900 years ago. And then we even go back further to the time of Constantine the Great, to the 4th century, which is really the so what of the novel, the big so what of the novel, and all the way back to there and to something called the Council of Nicaea, which happened in 325 and basically defined what it means then to be Christian, and what it means even today to still be Christian.
Well, one of the fascinating things you do is you tie all these things together beautifully. You let Cotton Malone kind of guide us on these adventures, and this adventure is a fantastic one. And quite honestly, it builds to the point where you have something that has modern consequences based on the potential discovery here, right?
Absolutely. All of my novels have to have that. I have to have what I call the ooh factor, the thing that makes you go ooh. And in this case, it's the Knights of Malta and all that. That's sort of very much an ooh factor. If I say it, you kind of say ooh. It's like with the Templars, you say ooh. But
yes.
There has to be that so what. Okay, who cares? I mean, what does it matter of all that? Well, there's a so what here, and it does. It goes back all the way to Constantine the Great that still has some relevance today. This is not a book about destroying the Catholic Church and destroying it and all of that. That's not what this book is about at all. In fact, just the opposite of that is what this novel is about. But it mainly focuses on the Knights of Malta and their history, their presence on the island of Malta. There's a terrific treasure hunt that takes place on Malta using some real stuff that's there. If no one's ever visited the co-cathedral in Valletta, Malta, is the most beautiful church in the world. I mean, I don't know of any church that rivals it. The floor is the most spectacular thing you've ever seen. It's 400 marble tombs that you walk upon. They're incredible, and there's a whole treasure hunt that works around all this. So there's a lot going on here for Cotton. This book harkens back very much to the Templar legacy, which to this day still remains my largest selling book.
You have so much fun, I think, in crafting each of these stories, because to you, history is something that needs to be fun. You bring history to life. There is no such thing as boring history that you put your hands around, that's for sure.
I make a point to try to make it interesting, because my job is to entertain you. My number one job is to entertain you. And so I work very hard at that, to make it where it's fun and you want to read it. And then as you're reading, you don't realize it, but you're actually learning something along the way. And some very interesting stuff, because I try to keep it about 90% accurate. I keep it as close as I can to reality. I have to trip it up a little, and that's why the writer's note is in the back of the book, to tell you where I did trip it up.
Well, and that is a good point, because in writing books like this, I mean, it is hard to go back, a couple thousand years and be totally accurate, because your research is very meticulous, but at the same time, it's like you've got a 500-piece jigsaw puzzle, but you've only got 312 pieces.
Yeah, but that's the best part, because the other 200 pieces I don't have, I can make up. Because no one knows the answer to that question. The Council of Nicaea is a good example of that. We know almost nothing that happened there other than the result. We know what they decided, but we almost know nothing about the process and who was there and how it was done and all of that. Only one chronicler wrote an account of it, and it's pretty much skewed, because we know for a fact that he was very much pro-Constantine, so he wrote everything from a particular viewpoint. So we know very little about how it happened and why it happened. We know the what. So that helped me a little bit. I was able to, that gives me some latitude in there.
Which is great, because then those out-of-focus pieces, you can use your sense of plausible possibilities to make it work.
Correct. And then I don't get emails telling me how stupid I am, because nobody knows the answer to the question. But I make my best guess, yes.
And that's what I love about the fact, is that you do the research of the facts that are out there, so you create the plausibility. And that is why I think, your Cotton Malone character, he is right at the top of my list of fictional characters that I just admire, because he is far from perfect, but he's such a guide for each of these adventures. And this is a great venture, because like you said, you broached so many subjects, but it ties together like an incredible tapestry.
Well, thank you. I mean, that's the challenge, is to bring all of these elements together into a tight, clean story that the reader enjoys, and that, there's a good mix of information and action. That's the hardest thing that I struggle with, is mixing information with action. It's a little tricky, but, you do the best you can to try not to give too much of either.
Well, you do it very well. Steve Berry is my guest, and he has come up with a fantastic new book, The Malta Exchange. This is a real rip-roaring page-turner, folks. You will love it. Make sure you get your copy as soon as possible. Find out more about Steve Berry. Go to steveberry.org to do that. I need to step off the Malta highway for a moment, because you and your wife, Elizabeth, also run a nonprofit called History Matters. Several years ago, you came here to Des Moines, you conducted a workshop, and every penny of those proceeds went to help with some renovation efforts for Terrace Hill, this beautiful mansion restoration project that is ongoing here in Des Moines. And you've been doing that across the country. I mean, you've raised significant dollars for a lot of places, haven't you?
We've done very well with it. It's about 1.3, 1.4 million now that we've raised in historic preservation funds along the way through the projects we've done. And we continue to do them. We look for projects still around the country and trying to participate. People send us emails, and we're still evaluating and trying to do, two or three a year is what we do now.
Well, another thing I love is the fact that you you identify smaller historic sites or nonprofits that where, you know, anywhere from $5 to $50 or $100,000, and you have had some big ones, but a lot of times it's in like the $5 to $20,000 range. Those are significant dollars for those small organizations.
It's very much so. I mean, I did a project years ago, one of the very first ones, and we raised $5,000, and I thought it was kind of a waste of time, to be honest with you. But the organizers were ecstatic. They were just like, wow. And I asked them, what's going on here? And they said, you don't understand. We raised money for this. It was an old Victorian museum building out in California. And they said, look, we've got a hole in the roof up there. There's water coming in. It's destroying the whole building. $5,000 is going to patch the hole and save the building.
Wow.
So a little bit of money can go a very long way. And I learned very quickly then that, you know, not to worry about how much, worry about what the problem is and did we solve the problem. So that building got patched. That building got life back to it and gave them time in which to raise more money for the restoration needed on it. So that's kind of what we do. We help out people who need the help, who have no other place to get the help. And we help galvanize the local community to supply the help. And like I said, we've raised, as I say, around $1.3 to $1.4 million for about 75 different projects around the country.
It's a wonderful legacy, History Matters, that you and Elizabeth have created. You come into a community on your own dime. You give them 100% of the proceeds, and it makes such a difference. It's one thing we've talked about before that you're very proud of the fact that you are not an overnight success. It took you many years to get your first novel published, but things did take off, and you have found a way to pay it forward in a very wonderful way, Steve.
That was the whole point of doing it, try to give back somewhat. And you're right, we pay our own way to go. No one pays a dime. So every dime we raise, 100% goes to the project. And it turned into very successful. We've helped a lot of things around the country to help preserve them. And there's so many more to do, but you know, we can't do them all. But we do pick two or three a year still to do.
You're like that guy walking the beach, seeing all the starfish. Maybe can't save them all, but you toss a few of them back in the water, that's for sure.
I do it all the time as I'm walking down the beach. I feel I can't leave the starfish there to die. I throw them in. Yeah, I do.
I know that. Steve Berry is my guest. He's an exceptional author, exceptional person, very gracious, very giving to communities. He and Elizabeth are just models of paying it forward, and he has come out with his latest book, The Malta Exchange. Folks, if you want another wonderful read, this is a book to grab. Make sure you get your copy of The Malta Exchange. Go to your local bookstore, by all means, first ask for a copy there. If they are out, they're probably sold out. They'll get a copy for you. Go find out more about Steve Berry at his website, steveberry.org. You can also find out about History Matters. But by all means, get connected, stay connected to Steve Berry, his writing, and all the wonderful work he does here in the world. You are going to enjoy the journey 100%. Steve, as always, it's a delight to visit with you, to share what you have to offer, both in your literature as well as your historic preservation efforts with all the audiences out here in the Culture Buzz land.
Thank you for having me back. It's good. We talk every year, and it's great to hear from you. And you know, everyone, check it out. I hope they enjoy the novel.
I know they will. Thank you so much, Steve.
Thank you, John.